This is GamerCast episode 292, Elder Scrolls Online. This is a show recorded on the 7th of May, 2012. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine. What's up?
I'm tired.
You're tired? I'm the one who's been at work all weekend.
For the news.
So ZeniMacworld, Bethesda ZeniMacworld, whatever. Some guy announced the Elder Scrolls Online. This is a online MMORPG set in the Elder Scrolls universe back at the start of the third era.
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 Era?
No, third era. Third era. E, it's not an ear, is it? Era. Call it ear. You put an A in there.
Okay, I suppose.
A R ear.
I suppose.
In it, bruv.
Bruv. Yeah, bruv.
Yeah. So yeah, this is obviously not consoles. Bad luck, console noobs. Have fun moaning about that. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been.
Did I
work in the way? Do you mind? Yeah, my thing. Yeah. A lot of people have been saying, oh, blah, 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 blah. Give us an online multiplayer Skyrim Oblivion game. So now you're going to get one. And I hope you enjoy it.
Hmm.
Slated to come out in the future.
The future? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's being developed by ZeniMax Online something.
Not Bethesda.
It's obviously not being developed by people who have no experience with it. Like Todd Howard, no offense. No offense, Todd. But, yeah, you need to do what you're good at, yeah? Not experiment. This is not the time for experimentation, man. This is the time to get reputable, experienced people who have worked on fantastic online MMORPGs before, like Blizzard, to make the game for you. Oh, wait, they do World of Warcraft, and they're probably not going to drop all their stuff to do your stuff. Okay, it's time to find a guy who did Galaxies to do it.
Galaxies is awesome. I loved Star Wars Galaxies.
You are.
Awesome series. Well, awesome series. Awesome
and
game.
And Ultimate Online and a bunch of other stuff.
Way better than Old Republic.
So yeah, they've obviously tried to get a lot of talent in who've got experience with this. Because it is a new studio set up, basically, to do this. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been recruiting people who have had multiplayer, MMO experience.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully it's not lame. It's obviously set in a fairly good period in Elder Scrolls history in Tamriel, because, just look at the flipping history of it all, yeah. Like, bruv, yeah.
Yeah, bruv.
Yeah, you know, look at the books, yeah. The game's got books in it. Read the books.
We're going well, London, like.
What are you talking about? I ain't from London.
Yeah, but you're saying bruv.
I ain't bruv. I'm yo, man. Yo. Yo. Where's Mech Warrior gone?
On the bottom.
Can you stop moving my show notes around? All right, I was going to talk about MechWarrior, but you can...
Because it was at the top, so I put it at the bottom.
But you can wait until later now. Can you not cough in the show?
Can't have it. Okay, so some cool news. Deponia has a release date. We mentioned this ages ago. We saw it at E3. It was awesome. It looked lovely. It was a very, very old... Well, very, very early build. But it still looked great. It's a lovely 2D adventure game that looks like it'll be great, funny, and look lovely. Like,
let's play MechWarrior!
It's Daedalic's new game, for anyone who didn't know. So they did A New Beginning, Whispered World, and done...
Eat my Microsoft Sidewinder joystick!
And it's coming out on the 29th of June
inbuilt,
the UK and Ireland. And there will be additional releases in Australia, New Zealand, and the Benelux countries.
Benelux? Who the hell's Benelux?
How do you say it?
Say what?
Benelux. Countries. And Portugal planned later on. So not on June 29th, as the other
I think
people.
It's pronounced Bognor Regis.
No.
Got Royal it. Bognor, or whatever Regis means.
I got on a train to there.
You got a trainer there? Obviously by accident.
No, home.
Home? Bognor Regis?
Yes, so Deponia has a release date. I think it's awesome. The game's going to be really cool for any adventure game fans out there, and hopefully it will not disappoint. Then next up, we've got another release date announcement. Rune Factory Oceans has been given a release date for in the UK. This is a PlayStation 3 only Rune Factory game, being published by Rising Star Games, and is coming out on the 25th of May. It's been developed by Neverland and Marvelous, PS3 exclusive, as I already said. I believe it already came out a while back on PS3 in America, but we're finally getting it over here, or at least this one over here. But yeah, so hopefully they'll stick to that release date, because they've been quite good recently. It's just a shame that a few of the games that they announced, I think last year or the year before, still never have come out, like My World, My Way and a few other titles. But that's cool that they're still supporting Rune Factory. Then next up, European Bus Simulator has been announced. This is... Well, they recently did they do a San Francisco one? Either way, this is a European bus sim game now. Newest one, over 450 bus stops in a bustling, vibrant city. You will need to carefully work out your routes to maximize passenger revenue. With ultra-realistic AI, you can expect to deal with a wide variety of passengers, young and old, surly or serene. Sell a variety of tickets, including day tickets and senior citizens and concessions, as you manage the constant ebb and flow of customers. So I wonder if you then have to define if someone's like a senior, or if they're like young or old. That's kind of interesting if you ask me. But yeah, so you get to be a bus driver pretty much. It's a bus simulator game. I'm sure, like all of them, they'll have little missions you can do, or there'll be like a free kind of little playing around section. Doesn't seem to have a release date. Does it have one here? But it's of course one for the sim fans. Well, especially the bus simulator fans out there. Then we've got some Max Payne 3 news. So firstly, Rockstar have announced that Max Payne 3 official soundtrack is going to be released on May 23rd. So 1-2.5 weeks time. It's being composed and recorded by a LA-based band called Health. So Poets of the Fall don't seem to have any kind of mention in this game anymore, sadly. It features Health's song Tears. It's weird, Health seem to all be in capital letters. They love capital letters here. And even Tears, their single, has capital letters as well. So they love their capitalizations, like they left caps lock on and forgot to take it off. But that Tears song actually comes out a bit earlier than the game comes out. Well, actually, it comes out the same day the game comes out in America, I guess to coincide with the US release. They've also said that there's like a track from a Sao Paulo based Brazilian hip hop artist called Emicida, I believe. Emicida, I'm not sure. But yeah, so no Poets of the Fall, but I guess it wouldn't suit the tone of the new Max Payne 3. I'm just hoping Max Payne 3 doesn't, you know, it's not bad. I've been looking forward to a sequel to Max Payne 2 for quite some time. So as long as Rockstar didn't screw it up, which they don't really have a record for screwing up unless you don't like Rockstar's games, I reckon it should be good. As well as this, though, like Rockstar likes to do...
Party time, excellent.
I like that, P.S. Bill and Ted are cool, too.
They are.
Yeah, so in kind of Rockstar fashion, like they like to do now, there's already lots of DLC planned for Max Payne 3. There's a full lineup of multiplayer content planned for release this summer and later. It starts with the local Justice map Justice map pack in June. Then throughout summer, there's the Disorganized Crime map pack, the Deathmatch Made in Heaven mode pack, the Hostage Negotiation map pack, the New York Minute co-op pack, later on in the fall, we got Painful Memories map pack and Trickle Down Economics map pack. So all of these seem to be multiplayer based. I would like some single player content, which was of course quite nice with LA Noire, especially just getting this huge amount of DLC that was really quite enjoyable. One of the cases in the DLC, the Nicholson Electro plating, electro plating. Either way, the Nicholson DLC is the best mission in all of LA Noire, if you ask me.
Right.
You must play it if you haven't played LA Noire. It's got the best start, like ever. It's extremely cinematic. I don't usually say things like that. Extremely cinematic.
Extreme.
Cinematic. But it was really, really good and one of the best pieces of DLC. So as they've done passes with L.A. Noir, didn't do one with GTA because GTA, of course, came out before they did the passes, even though, of course, they did Liberty City, Liberty City Stories. They're doing Rockstar Pass for Max Payne 3 that allows you to have all Max Payne 3 DLC for 2,400 Microsoft points or 20 quid on PSN and PC. That's 35%, well, over a 35% discount if you bought them all individually. And that's all DLC through to the end of 2012. So if they release any DLC next year, you don't get that included, which I think is a bit harsh. Because none of this is like, you know, single player. It'd be nice if they do, unless, you know, they've rounded up Max's story so they don't need to release any single player DLC, maybe. Who knows? I just know I'll be playing it. As well as Diablo.
I ain't playing Max Payne.
I am.
Or Max Power, for that matter.
In a way, I'm kind of hoping Max Payne 3 is a little short so I can try and complete it in the weekend. Because it comes out on May 18th over here. Although I actually have plans on the 19th. But hopefully I'll be able to get Max Payne 3 in and finish it like crazies.
Diablo.
And have my nice Max figure and all the other cool stuff that comes in the collection. Yes, I know, I've got Diablo 2 coming.
Diablo 2?
Diablo coming too.
And you're getting wrong.
Diablo 3!
I think you could play on Battle.net with us with Diablo 2. You wouldn't be able to just hop into our games. You have to convince us all to get Diablo 2 and then we will commit suicide.
Diablo 3 has some priority as well, but I do have other priorities.
Blue
as well.
Shift in those bags over there, I'll have you know. Brilliant.
Yeah, you've
game.
Also got, what is it, Opposing Force?
Opposing, yeah, I've got probably got half life stuff in there.
Okay, so next up, Game
good
City.
Good game.
Game City 7.
Unlike Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2 is good. Game City 7 news. It was always coming around the corner. Game City 6 last year in the autumn time. Game City 7 had a small, well, the committee for Game City had a small kind of meeting fairly recently for select people, and they've announced some new details. So it's going to be happening from the 20th to the 27th of October. So that's actually missing out Halloween, because usually it happens across Halloween. So I've always been like, oh, I don't want to spend my birthday in Nottingham. I mean, Nottingham's not that bad, but it's not great.
Bognor Regis?
I mean, when I stayed up in Nottingham for a Game City 5? Was it 4?
Grimsby and Dufault.
It wasn't too bad. It was a nice event, and I didn't have any bad experiences in Nottingham.
Plymouth.
I just know other people that have. However, this is one of the only places... One of the only events that actually happen closer to the Midlands, Northy area, because everything generally happens in London. I mean, you got Rest happening in Brighton. Otherwise, everything's London-centric, and that just then means all the poor people who live further up north don't get a chance to go to the events.
All the poor people?
I didn't mean it like that.
That's racist!
All the people who then live up north, Midlands way, they've then got to pay more to travel down...
They buy
just to get to London and then spend their, like a weekend in London. That's not that much fun.
London, what? The place where Boris Johnson's back. Boris
so yes.
Johnson is not endorsed by Gamercast. We vote Ken Livingstone for World President.
Game City 7, 20th to the 27th
of
October.
We vote for me, World President. He can be deputy.
So the festival's going to last for an entire week, which is also from the name Game City 7. It's happening during the half-term week, obviously, to get a few more kids involved, which is slightly... kids? I don't know. But it also then means that parents with kids, so parents that love games, can then go along, be like, yeah, kids, go over here.
Yeah, they
and
can,
then have fun.
They can excuse it as a fun thing for their kids and then just enjoy themselves.
But
other than that, kids, neighbor.
It's quite kid-friendly. What else are they doing? So they've got Peter Molyneux going down there, apparently. Boot Cycle.
Peter Molyneux
so
of 22
he's taking over Game City 7 for one of the days. He's doing a series of events to celebrate and explore his time in the industry, from past and future projects to inspirations outside of the games, films, art, music, literature, canis, and more. So we want black and white free.
We want Peter Molyneux to make it.
In a way, though, it makes it sound like it's the day Peter Molyneux tells everyone about himself.
My name's Peter. The reason I'm a successful businessman is because someone mistook my company for someone else's.
So as well as that, they've
skills.
They've got their partners as usual. So they've got Crytek, a big partner, because Crytek UK, of course, are based in Nottingham.
Yeah, Crytek
Games, Nottingham's local educational authority, so LEA, Mozilla Foundation. They relate to Firefox. The Mozilla Foundation.
They make it, yeah.
The British Library. Yeah, they're doing a big thing about schools and teachers. They're trying to take Game City to some schools as well, although, of course, people aren't in school because it's half term. They're doing more film stuff. So last year they aired Kooky, which I didn't get because I forgot to flip in buy the Botanicular bundle on Humble Indie Bundle, even though we spoke about it on Gamercast. They've also got 30 years of Commodore 64, so they're doing a big thing on celebrating the 30th anniversary of that.
Commodore.
And they're also having an award at the BFI, and yeah, they're just trying to make it fun. They're of course rivaling the London Games Festival as usual.
And where is this?
Nottingham.
Where the hell is Nottingham?
Midlands way.
Midlands.
It's really horrible to get to. You've got to go through Use. Is it Use? No, you haven't got. No, it's like Pancras. King's Cross is that? Yeah, to get to Midlands. It's not great to get to because the trains are always super packed. If you go there, like, not on a peak time, it's alright to get there. And there's loads of hotels and B&Bs and stuff in the area that you can stay at if you want to have some fun during Game City. I'm sure they have some really interesting talks and events and games playable. It's a really fun event. It just happens to be up Midlands way. Which is great for people up that way, but for then people below London, it makes it harder to travel there.
If it's not in near Surrey, what's the point? Everywhere else sucks apart from Clydebank.
Except near Surrey's quite far away compared to.
Yeah, but at least it's nice. Unlike.
Windermere.
Nottingham.
Next up, Persona 4 Persona 4 Golden. Persona 4. I think it was called Persona 4 The Golden, but apparently it's called Persona 4 Golden. It's coming out in America. This is a remastering, re release of Persona 4 on the PlayStation Vita. Specifically for the Vita of the PS2 game Persona 4. It's coming out in America now. Perhaps we will get a release date for in the UK. It's of course taken advantage of the PSP screen, which is quite nice. I suppose just like how Persona 3 got released on PSP, maybe Ghostlight will be able to pick this up. That'd be quite cool. At least because it's coming out in America, that means it's been translated, which means there's a chance of it coming out in the UK. And my foot's asleep. We've got some PopCap news. They're doing lots of new merchandising stuff. So they're creating, like, apparel in the form of headwear, bags, and accessories. And they're also doing lots of plush toys, figures, and electronic accessories like headphones, USB speakers, and cases. So they're doing lots of things like Plants vs. Zombies toys. To try and advertise themselves a bit more.
How about a remote control zombie?
Maybe.
I would buy that if it was really cool and like £2.
£2.
Why ain't paying more for it anymore?
And they're going to have some vinyl figures as well for Plants vs. Zombies, which is pretty cool. PopCap are just trying to get, I suppose, get themselves out there a bit like Angry Birds is, I suppose. Maybe. Manez.
Well, they have released like Plants vs. Zombies, like little, like 2-inch tall figures, haven't they?
I've got a little zombie.
Yeah, I've seen one somewhere.
Probably on my desk.
Yeah, there you go. They've released some stuff.
They weren't released.
Oh, okay. Well, they exist.
I have a look. Maybe that was like a having a go at making them. But yeah, he's quite cool.
Not as cool as Professor Layton, but you do me.
No, that Professor Layton's pretty darn cool. That's because he's Revoltech. And he's got a cup of tea. That's me holding a cup of tea.
Where's my cup of tea?
I'll make you a cup of tea after this. I'd love a cup of tea right now. Now I've got MCM Expo news.
I got Cherry Coke.
It's the upcoming Expo, so it's the 25th to the 27th of May. So
are we going to MCM?
I'm not planning to at the moment because of E3. Because it'd be a bit expensive going to MCM and then going to E3. They're trying to expand even more games. They're actually doing a really good job of it this year. They get over 60,000 visitors each show.
Actually, I might go. I'm going to cosplay as that guy from Gamercast.
Oh,
he's brilliant, that guy. He's like the most funny thing on the show.
Yeah, so MCM is going to be pretty cool this year because they've actually got a huge host of games on the show. First up, they've got Lollipop Chainsaw's first UK playableness to the public, which is pretty darn awesome because the game itself, I believe, comes out in July, so you get to play it a fair bit ahead of the game's release. Then Aliens Colonial Marines will be playable in the UK for the first time at this event, so Sega have got Gearbox's new title available to have
Gearbox.
A play. They haven't said what formats any of these games are going to be on. I suppose it just depends on what they're running on at the moment. Nintendo have got a lot on show, so they've got Spirit Camera, which is, of course, as we mentioned before, a spiritual kind of successor spin-off from the Project Zero series. They've also got on show Beat the Beat Rhythm Paradise, which is a sequel to Rhythm Paradise on the DS.
Mm-hmm.
So it's within the Rhythm Paradise... I think that's the name. Well, there's a whole series in Japan. This is our second one out over here, which is pretty cool because they're an awesome game of totally addictiveness. I just wonder how well it will work on the Wii because it works really well on the DS. They've also got Mario Tennis Open, so the 3DS Mario Tennis game on 3DS. Heroes of Ruin, which is a Square Enix title. And Project Zero 2, which is a remastered version of the PlayStation 2 game. They'll have all of those on show. And then there's Capcom. Capcom are going to have Dragon's Dogma on show. And also Steel Battalion
Heavy I like
Armor.
To play
That's like the first kind of UK stuff for Steel Battalion.
Yes, yeah, Steel Battalion,
because that was, of course, sorry, my head's been really annoying. That was, of course, one of the first announced Kinect titles, Steel Battalion. I'd love to actually see that in play, which is one of the reasons why I'd kind of like to go, but maybe they'll just have it going at E3. Tecmo Koei will be there with a demo of Dead or Alive 5 prior to its release. As well as Warriors Orochi 3, which I believe maybe out. Did we mention that recently? And Ninja Gaiden 3, for anyone who hasn't played it or is thinking of picking up. There'll also be Jagex on the show floor showing off RuneScape, which of course everyone can play anyway, to people, as well as their Transformers Universe MMO.
Transformers Grimlock is the dino.
So from the sounds of it, that's kind of the main developers slash publishers that usually attend the show, so that might
it's
be
all
it.
Weird people, basically.
I believe I read somewhere that GameSpot are going to be there. Again,
GameSpot.
Yeah, the website.
F off.
Because last year,
Game
I think they were the reason that Child of Eden and Shadows of the Damned were there, so you could give it a play in the GameSpot booth, and also then they can monitor the people playing them. I think also it was GameSpot was the reason they had Borderlands playable, wasn't it? Back when we played that, do you remember? So yeah, you can buy tickets for MCM Expo.
Yep.
You can, of course, as usual, buy early bird tickets or standard day tickets. Early bird tickets get you in from 10 o'clock. It depends on what day you want to go, though. Of course, because it's open on a Friday, Friday will be nice and quiet, so you could always book the day off work and go down there.
Yeah, just have a day off work. Yeah, no problem.
If you have holiday, book a day off work. That's all
no,
I'm saying.
Busy.
Because it will be nice and quiet on the Friday, whereas then Saturday and Sunday, it will be full of cosplayers asking for free hugs and loudness and stuff Paul can't stand. However, though, usually it's quite nice going on Saturday and Sunday because it's quite a cultural thing to go to, and scary at times, but also quite nice. You can get some really good cosplays down there, people that put the effort in. So then next up, Akai Katana. I briefly, of course, mentioned Rising Star with Rune Factory Oceans. Akai Katana has been given a release date. This is being published by Rising Star Games. This is a release of the cave shooter, Akai Katana Shin, on Xbox 360. As well as a kind of remastered version, like they always do, which is, I think, playable in 16x9. You can play the original arcade version in 4x3 with the old-school kind of look to it.
Still under free! Good game.
And yeah, so Akai Katana, this is their third cave shmup that's come out. Of course, previously they released what's it called?
Destroyer Command. So do I have to make stalling sound effects?
Well,
now?
No, I'm just trying to figure out what the hell
stalling sound effects. Me, Grimlock, not nice dino. Let's just do a shout out to all the people in the chat room. What's up, noobs?
Noobs.
Oh, they've all left. Obviously, they can't take an insult. Andy McNabb can.
Andy McNabb.
His name is
Why
an insult.
Why are you talking about Andy McNabb?
He's Andy McNoob. Well, nah.
Come on,
get through.
Dodo Apache Resurrection. Five. Dodo Apache. There. And Death Smiles, of course, previously. I couldn't remember the name Dodo Apache because I still haven't bought it.
Playing Wordaman.
Akai Katana is their third shmup that they're releasing, coming out May 11th, so actually this Friday. And you can pick it up. It's got a retail of about £25-30. You can buy it off shop too and get a cool t-shirt.
Sounds cool.
And they'll also have some tutorial videos up, as of today, on their website, to try and teach people bullet hell style shmups in case anyone's never played them before, because of course it's more about dodging bullets than it is shooting as well. Whereas of course with Space Invaders you just kind of go bloop pew bloop 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 pew, and that's kind of you move along shooting, whereas bullet hell is like shh and dodging all these bullets and stuff. Lots of fun. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Alpha has been released. This is the short film that Ubisoft paid to have made by some dudes. 24 minutes short. It's a prequel to Ghost Recon Future Soldier. Features a couple of characters from the actual game itself, and the location that the film is shot in is one of the multiplayer maps within the game. There's also, if you watch the film, a small kind of code, I think, at some point, which unlocks your weapon. You can watch this on Love Film's website, so you go lovefilm.com/Ghost Recon. I think it was just Ghost Recon. However, you need to be a Love Film subscriber. Back when they announced that it was coming out, or back when they announced it was out, you could actually just go on the Love Film website and watch it. However, now they've made it so only paying subscribers can watch it. But I imagine it will be put out on the rest of the internet shortly. But it's actually quite a good short. It's very well filmed, and it's not really gamey and cheesy. It's an actual film. Sorry. Then we've got the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. Of course, this came out on Xbox 360 and PS3 recently, but it's also, of course, set to come out on the PlayStation Vita. This is only including the Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty and Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. It's not having the re-release of Peace Walker. But they're, of course, optimising the controls. Why haven't I got the date here? It's supposed to be that the date's... Oh, June. That's not a set date. So it's coming out in June, which is of course next month, and it will be released soon. Some more Vita news. Frobisher Says is now free for anyone who has not played it or got it in their pre-order packs. Frobisher Says is a cool little minigame thing in the style of WarioWare, where it says Frobisher Says, and then it's like, what's an example?
Be gay.
No. Frobisher Says, eat the cake.
Don't do that.
Or Fan Pete, or something random. It's a really fun game. It's similar to WarioWare in the fact that you get a few seconds to do it, and it's just all minigame based. It's now free, although there is also a DLC pack that came out. There's 25 minigames available in the standard version. However, if you pay an extra £2, you get an extra 15 minigames as well, which I might do that now when I go downstairs and play a bit of Frobisher. And then finally, we're just going to give a little brief mention to... Well, not finally, actually, Paul's got something to say afterwards. There's a thing out now called... Well, I believe it's out now. Yeah. Called Artemis Spaceship Bridge Simulator. So if you're a fan of Star Trek, a company called... I haven't got their name down here, have I? No, I haven't got their name. Well, a company's made a kind of bridge simulator for any Star Trek fans out there. There's a YouTube video up on the Gamercast website of people having fun doing it, I suppose, and being quite extravagant and exaggerative of things. What it is pretty much, though, is that you can have 2 to 5 people playing in a multiplayer, multi-computer based simulator where you take different parts, well, you take control of different parts of the ship, and you're, you know, flying around, killing people. You get people to do certain things. Like you see on things like Star Trek. Yes, Paul? Yeah?
What?
You watched the video, didn't you?
Oh, wow, I actually did quite good in that game. Yeah. So basically you have your Wii computer set up like they would in the Star Trek bridge.
And I mean, you don't have to. You could all just
nerd
sit on the floor.
Out together.
Well,
if
yeah,
you
it's a fun thing for any Star Trek fans out there who want a simulator to allow them to...
But is it a simulator or is it just lame?
A simulator. One computer is the main screen, and then you've got the five workstations at the helm, communications, engineering,
yes!
science, and weapon 10G. Control.
Better than half. I was in the top 50%.
If you did want to get it, it's only $40, and that gives you six licenses to have all six workstations to play with all your little Star Trek friends. I thought it was quite cool.
It's rocking and rolling.
How about you talk
about
the next thing?
Yeah, Mech Warrior Online. So a few weeks ago, I think I was like, whatever happened to Mech Warrior 5 and all that stuff? At least I think I talked about it on GamerCast. I might have been talking about it to someone else. I don't really keep track of these things. But Mech Warrior 5 is Mech Warrior Online. Which is going to be released this summer in open beta. It will be a free-to-play online game. It uses the CryEngine 3, looks fab-tastic, and yes, another MechWarrior game, plays like MechWarrior, looks like MechWarrior. It's online. The website is mwomercs.com, so it's obviously a mercenary-style game rather than a, you know, like the normal, like sort of single-player-y games. So it'd be a Merc, online arenas, so you've got deathmatch, team deathmatch, all the sort of multiplayer stuff as you'd expect from an online game. There will obviously be paid packs at a later date, which will add stuff to the game, but none of that's been announced yet. Other than that, yeah, it looks good. It's now the second most game I'm looking... In fact, no, it's the first most game I'm looking forward to this year.
Why were you going to say, Seth, and what were you most looking for?
Screw Diablo 3. I don't care about Diablo 3 anymore. It's a noob game for nabs. This is a proper game. So yeah, that's what's going on. Hopefully it'll be fantastic, because...
Fantastic.
Hopefully it'll be fantastic, because we've not had a MechWarrior game in 10 years. We had to put up Mech Assault.
We enjoyed that a little bit.
Mech Assault was alright. It was cool that you could get out of your mech in Mech Assault 2 and walk around. But MechWarrior is a simulator. You know, it feels like you're driving a 100-ton tank that's walking around. Mech Assault, for all intents and purposes, you could have been anything running around.
No way.
Oh, look, there's buildings and stuff to try and give it a sense of scale, but it never felt that you were piloting a really massive mech. You know, with superb amounts of firepower that can level whole flipping buildings in, like, two shots. So, yeah, hopefully this will be good. So I've been playing MechWarrior 4 Merc lately, actually. Since it's free to play. Free to download. Well, free.
It's the freeze.
Yeah, it's released for free. Which is good, and it does work alright on 64-bit Windows, which is always the concern with all games like that. So yeah, that's good. I've been playing it Windows, so yeah. Diablo 3, sorry Blizzard, but your game took too long to come out, and I found something else I'm interested in now. So you have failed in your mission to make a super game. And in fact, maybe I won't even get Diablo anymore. Why pay like 30 or 40 quid for a game when I can play MechWarrior Online for free and pilot my mech instead of being a little wizard man, pim pim pim, giant hunter mech comes up, boom, I'm flipping towns just leveled. So much for your funky Diablo people. Oh look, my witch doctor just got blown away by all these laser guns and stuff. Let's not talk about any missiles or rockets or anything else, or massive cannons. Well, you know, oh man. So yeah, MechWarrior Online looks good, and we all have to play it. You have to play it as we teach you the 30 keyboard commands to operate your mech to pilot it effectively.
I played MechWarrior 3, didn't I?
3?
Was it 3 I played?
I don't know, did you play with me? If you play with me, it's probably 4. Because I don't think I've got 3. It might be in one of those bags, actually.
You don't have 3. I have 3.
Well, I don't know.
I think. Or do I have
2? I don't think I started playing until 4 came out.
Alright.
Actually, I might have played MechWarrior 1, if that was DOS. Maybe. I don't know, but MechWarrior 4 was what I played loads of. Because I think before that, I was into, like, Quake and, you know, that sort of stuff, rather than the mech-y stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, let's move along, shall we?
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yeah. Last week, everyone would have heard this clip of sound. Sounds fab. Fab-tastic. Everyone guessed GoldenEye? It was actually Conduit 2.
Did I say that? I think I did.
You said it, and I replied by saying, I've never even heard of that game.
Yeah, that's right. Did I say Conduit or Conduit 2?
You said one of them, so I had to quickly say, nah. I was like, no, I never heard of that.
Sneaky.
Well, of course I've heard of it. I know about computer games, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ask me a question about any computer game.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me, go on.
Like what?
See, I know everything. There's no question you could possibly answer that I don't know.
Really?
Because I've got the internet in front of me.
You do.
And I can quickly check these things. So yeah, GZ to me.
What?
I'm using my tools at my disposal. GZ to me. Everyone failed. This week is something a bit easier. This is a game that came out, I don't know, last year. Multiple platforms. Generally quite well received as well. No more clues than that, because I think it's quite easy.
A fence opening and someone walking.
It could have been a platform.
That's quite
moving.
A generic sounding walk.
Could have been a platform
on gravel.
Moving. Well, last year, it's an arcade game.
Arcade?
It's an Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, maybe PC downloady. It might have had a retail release, but a retail release was like a minor part of the overall strategy.
Hmm. But you said it came out on multiple consoles, but when you say it, when you say that, you do actually just mean those 360 and PS3.
As far as I know, it was not released on the Wii. But I think it's on the other two. Well, in fact, I know it's on the other two.
Last year. To be fair, those footsteps sound familiar, but I could say that those footsteps are in a lot of games.
Don't listen to the footsteps.
I was listening to the footsteps.
Listen to the other sounds.
I was listening to
this was carefully selected out of 20 minutes of audio to be both annoying.
Yeah, to be annoying.
Possible to guess.
Last year, 360, PS3, arcades, titles.
It came out wrong.
Mm-hmm. Did it come out on PC or Windows?
I think it did, but I'm not entirely sure. It's five letters. There's another clue.
Five letters.
Since we're playing Wordament at the moment, it's five letters.
What, the game's title?
Yeah.
Geez, that's blown it out of the water for me.
Why? What did you think it was?
I don't know. I was thinking Guardian of Light.
Never even heard of that.
You know what it is. Oh, what, Mr. I know everything about games. You know what Guardian of Light is. It's Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider.
It was a Tomb Raider game that came out last year.
I think it came out last year, didn't it? It was Xbox Live Arcade, PSN, later on Steam. Actually, no, it was longer than that. I think it was the year before. It might have been the year before.
Five letters.
Five letters.
It had a nice look and feel to it.
A nice look and feel.
It was aesthetically pleasing. It's not bread.
Yeah, I ran out of a letter. No, I had too many letters even. And it wasn't a re-release at all.
Not that I know of.
That looks sneaky.
Oh, come on.
Five letters. Limbo.
L-I, but that's only four letters.
Libo. Limbo.
Limbo. How'd you spell that? Limbo.
Limbo.
Limp along.
Limp along.
Okay.
Limbo.
No, wait. Oompa Loompa. Oompa Loompa. Okay, Catherine thinks Oompa Loompa. See what the answer is next week.
It's in limbo.
If you think you know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net. Leave a comment on this week's episode on GamerCast.net or on our YouTube channel, blah, blah, blah. You people know the score by now.
Releases this week.
Okay, there's a couple of titles coming out this week. The first one is Starhawk.
Yes, Starhawk. So, of course, we had Warhawk, was it? A while back on PS3. This is Starhawk. This one is a sci-fi kind of version. But also still multiplayer, online-iness. Fast-paced third-person shooter in space. Where peace is a word for far to... Peace is a word far too few people have heard of. You can also call in offensive and defensive structures in real time to aid you in a fight. It looks pretty cool. And they put a lot of characterization into the characters and try to put a lot of backstory into it. Then we've got a Settlers Online starter pack. This is a starter pack for the Settlers Online. It comes...
Is this supposed to be any good?
I don't know, I haven't played it. Isn't it a free browser-based game?
Browser-based?
Yeah. So the online starter pack comes with Keys to the City Guide, which will give you useful information you need, 2,500 gems, which is the in-game currency to use as you want.
Gems?
Exclusive buildings, which will provide you with infinite resources, helping you gain crucial edge in your quest for
infinite
glory.
Infinite resources?
A battle-hardened general. And, yeah. It was made by Blue Byte, actually, so you should play this, and if it's any good, they're the guys making Silent Hunter Online.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a box product, so, like they did it with... Like they did it with Age of Empires.
Age of Empires Online.
Thing. Then we've got Warlock, Master of the Arcane. This is a really cool turn-based strategy title, similar in a way to Civilization, but really, really pretty and more high fantasy.
And with Warlocks in it.
Yeah. It looks really, really nice. And, yeah, it's just actually a really lovely looking game.
I don't like the title Warlock, Master of the Arcane.
It looks lovely, though.
If you're a master of the arcane, you've got something really nice
to look at. But yeah, you can play as like dragon. I think you can play as a dragon or like a wizard or warlock
or a
rat king. I played as a rat king when I played it, and I had like little rats and stuff that I sent out to kill people.
Rats.
And then expand my empire. You can't build on fire or lava and stuff like that.
You can't build on fire and lava.
Yeah.
What kind of rubbish engineer are you?
It was really nice when I played it, and it's coming out. I think it's coming out on Tuesday, but there's going to be a retail release on Friday from the looks of it.
Okay. The Red PlayStation 3 is also coming out.
Yes, it's been pushed back. We mentioned it last week, I believe. But now everywhere seems to think it's coming out this week now.
So I don't think we're going to see it, to be honest.
No.
A PlayStation 3? What the hell's that?
And then we've got Akai Katana, which of course I previously just mentioned. This is Bullet Hell Shmup made by Cave. Revamped for consoles and also giving you the standard kind of arcade port as well. And then we've got Supremacy MMA Unrestricted. This is a Vita exclusive Supremacy MMA game, or currently Vita exclusive as it's only coming out on the Vita this week, which is like a fighting game because it's MMA.
Mama.
That's how you say it.
I please have the game, please?
And then we've got Little Charlie Bear coming out, which I'm not sure if this is based upon some kind of TV show or something like that. It looked like it from the box art. But it's like a little kid-friendly DS game with 15 exciting games and activities, 3 levels of easy, medium, and hard to suit all ages. And it encourages the development of memory, logic, creative, and problem-solving skills. It's got a cute bear on the front. He's got a robot friend from the looks of it. A little horse, you know the toys you had which you push up in the middle and then they move? So I think they're kind of down and then you push them and they move up, or is it you push them and then they go down? I had a Mario or something like that, I think that did that.
I had a dinosaur which moved.
But you like, there's a horse on the front cover that is one of those.
He was electric.
And yeah, so this is a little kiddie game coming out for the Nintendo DS.
So is there anything good coming out? I know Diablo 3's name. No one cares about Diablo.
And Akai Katana. Warlock and Aquatic Diana.
They're sort of the main releases, aren't they?
The big releases next week, of course, are Diablo and Max Payne 3. Payne to Max. Awesome. Yeah, Max Payne.
Diablo. Yeah, 1 week till Diablo.
Yeah, not long. Not long at all.
And then I'm like...
Then you'll be like, meh.
Meh. Where's Mac Warrior?
Well, it's annoying that I'll get my copy of Diablo 3 and I'll be like, but I want to play Max Payne 3.
Max Payne's not out for another like 3 days.
I know. The thing is, though, Diablo 3 is the kind of thing that you can spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, 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 hours playing. Whereas Max Payne 3 will be a self-contained story which you can play.
So basically you're saying that Max Payne is little value compared to Diablo 3.
Well, no, because I want to play Max Payne 3 to see what they're doing with Max's story. Yeah. I want the game, but yeah. I'm saying that I want to play Max Payne 3 first because I can get that done with quicker than, say,
tough.
Diablo 3.
Me, Baxter, and Windsor crew are playing Diablo 3, and if you get left behind, then you're not allowed in our games.
I've got other stuff to do. That's like a profile, a perfect profile. You were like perfectly that way.
So I
look forward to my nice collector's edition of Diablo 3, which you won't be having because it's mine. And then my collector's edition of Max Payne 3 as well. What a really expensive week. Max Payne 3 and Diablo 3 in the same week.
Yes, maybe you cannot buy them. Maybe you'll have to have the normal edition.
No! No way!
Normal,
I've had it. Well,
lame.
Annoyingly, I missed out on the WoW collector's edition, but I've had Blizzard collector's editions ever since. I've even got my lovely Warcraft 3 collector's edition. That's a really nice one.
Waste of money.
And my Diablo 2. I'm sure I'll buy the Mr. Pandaria, even though I won't be playing it, so you're free to have that key. But I will be buying the collector's edition.
Oh, so I can have the Mr. Pandaland,
yes,
key.
Because I don't want to have Mr. Pandaland, because I don't want to play WoW, but I want to play Diablo, so...
You don't want to play WoW? Why not? It's amazing.
Why not? Because I don't want to pay $8.99 a month.
Let's play Diablo,
where it's free to play.
Yeah, until you realise you need a funky sword from the auction house, and it's
£100. Which costs 50 quid. And yeah. You're like, no, I already paid for this game, I don't want to pay anymore.
Yeah, Windsor and Baxter didn't even know about that.
What,
until
the auction
like,
house
last
stuff?
Week,
what,
or the week before.
Really?
I was like... That's how they're making money out of
that
it.
That stuff got like announced ages ago, and there was all the controversy about it, and it's like, it's eBay within the game.
It's eBay with more money for Blizzard.
Yeah, even more money for Blizzard, because they need it.
They do need it. No one's playing WoW anymore. They need
the
10 quid
pay their developers,
months.
Though. And the games that they get, making Heart of the Swarm.
Yeah, but come on, man. WoW gave them so much cash. WoW sucked in the whole PC industry
for quite some
5 years.
Yeah,
they've got money in the bank.
Like more
there.
Than 5 years. It's been out since 2006.
Yeah, but no one's played it for the last 2 years. You know, people Cataclysm.
I gave
up
on it like a few years after release.
And it was just a
few years.
Anyway, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, where we will be super excited about the Diablo 3.
Yeah, what if my version... What if my version? What if my copy comes on Monday?
Great, we can't play it until Tuesday anyway.
Oh shit, the servers. See, whereas Max Payne 3, if that came early, I could just play it.
You hope. This is Max Payne. We've detected your console time is wrong. You're not allowed to play it yet. Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
And then Max Payne comes through the screen, like the first one. And goes
sound
into
like
bullet time, and then some guy comes out of the corner and goes, ah, and then the Planet vs. Omni guy turns up for some reason. Crazy
what
Dave.
Crazy Dave.
Arr, 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 arr. Well, better Crazy Dave than Crazy Duncan. Don't ask.
Okay.
Don't ask.
Okay.
Yeah, feedback, gamercast.net. Blog, gamercast.net. YouTube's, youtube.com/whatever it is.
Gamercast.
Just gamercast.
.net.
.net, okay. Yeah, foo, fun.
Twitter.com/gamercast.
We're on Twitter.com, apparently.
Yep, whatever the hell that is. I guess it's some new Twitter thing called Twitter.com.
We're also on Face Album.
Face Album.
Facealbum.com/something.
Yeah, so don't forget to give in your guesses for Name That Game.
Yeah, because everyone's going to lose.
And let us if you want us to read anything out, and we'll catch you all next week.
I suppose so.
Suppose. So.